All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City on this, the fourth day of May, 2021. I want to thank each of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows on the Voice America Business Channel. And I want to invite you to keep your questions and comments coming along to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. I also want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Sponsors for today's show, Novo Resources, Sitka Gold Corp, El Oro Resources, Irving Resources, Hannon Metals, Lion One Metals, SK Mining Corp, and Firefox Gold. Before we get into today's show, I want to inform you of an interview I did this past week with Darwin Green. He is the president and CEO of High Gold Mines. It trades in Canada under the symbol HIGH. You can buy it in the States under HGGOF. The company has a high-grade, precious metals-rich polymetallic deposit in Alaska, approaching 1 million ounces on a gold equivalent basis, grading around 11 grams per ton gold equivalent. At its current price of only about a third of its high last summer, I consider High Gold Mines to be a real sleeper at its current price, which is why I picked up a few shares this last week for my own account. You can view my video interview with Darwin on my YouTube channel at J. Taylor Media. I titled this week's show, Is Inflation Transitory? Peter Buchvar, Chief Investment Officer of Bleakley Advisory Group, visits for the first time, and he will be with me during the second half of today's show. Right after the first commercial break, Chris Taylor of Great Bear Resources joins me to provide an update on the growth of that company's Tier 1 Dixie Gold discovery in Ontario. And in just a minute, before the commercial break, Quentin Henning will join me to provide an update on the production progress being made by Novo Resources on its Beatons Creek gold mine in Western Australia. The big macroeconomic question in the minds of bondholders is whether the uptick in inflation now is simply a transitory event or if it is the start of a secular bear market for bonds akin to that occurred in the 1970s. After acknowledging that indicators of economic activities and employment have strengthened because of progress on vaccines and strong policy support, the Federal Reserve remains firmly committed to the belief that while inflation has risen, it is largely reflecting transitory factors. I'm old enough to recall that during the 1970s, the Fed uttered similar comforting words only to watch the CPI soar to well over 10%, leading to draconian 17% interest rates to avoid the American economy shooting off into double-digit or even triple-digit inflation. We'll ask Peter Buchvar whether he thinks dollar inflation is in fact transitory or what that might mean if that's not the case. And in fact, we are starting to see a very serious inflation problem straight ahead. So we'll ask Peter about that in the second half of today's show. But right now, I'm happy to tell you that Quentin Henning is with me for an update on Novo Resources. Thank you for joining me again, Quentin, to give us an update on the startup of production for Novo Resources at Beatons Creek. As your CEO, Robert Humperson, pointed out on November 29th, I'd like you to just perhaps give our listeners an overview of what was in that press release. You reported 7,375 ounces of gold production and 1,158 ounces of silver since the pouring of the first gold bar on February 16th. Now, a quick back-of-the-envelope calculation suggests that your your daily production was around 100, give or take 100 ounces of gold per day at this startup phase, which at that level might add up to 30, 40,000 ounces of gold per year. But that's quite a far cry from what we are anticipating. And I think we were talking, maybe in my mind anyway, I was thinking 80 to 100,000 ounces a year is sort of what we're anticipating. Now, I know every mine that I've ever seen startup always has some hiccups. And so I'm not in the least bit surprised, especially given the fact that your project is quite unconventional in many ways. But what has given me optimism is the fact that from that press release, at least, it seems to me that you and your management team are really addressing the challenges head on, and that you seem to have an answer for all of the issues that that have come up so far. So perhaps for the sake of our listeners, just give us an overview of what was in that press release and what your thoughts are right now.
Certainly, Dave. Look, I'm going to kind of break things down into two categories. Okay, there's a lot involved in a ramp up. It's not just about mining, but it's about transporting the rock over to the mill and milling and other aspects. Okay, so there's a lot to discuss there. So I'm going to break it down into two categories. One would be, we'll say, things that are progressing fairly well and normal for a ramp-up operation. And then the other thing I will break out, second category, would be issues or challenges that we've had and how we're addressing. Okay, mm-hmm. So basically things that have caused issues on site for us. Okay, as far as the milling goes, it has come off very much in line with what we expected. The mill has been operating on average of about 1.5, 1.6 million ton per annum run here lately, and they have been gradually ramping it up, and we expect, as it says in the news release, to be able to operate this at maybe 1.9 to 2 million ton per annum. Right now, there's no indication that we can't achieve that. Okay, then that's a good thing. I mean, 2 million ton per annum for the mill is fantastic. Now, the other things about the mill, we are seeing high gravity recovery, which is what was projected. You know, we got coarse gold, so we're seeing a lot of gravity recovery. We're also seeing the recoveries, the overall recoveries, starting to creep up into the mid-90s, which is what we expect. You know, this is a free milling deposit. So all of that is coming together very, very well. On the transport side, they have actually had to work through a number of issues, just getting the tonnage from the mine site over to the mill. But I think at this point, those are pretty standard ramp up. Look, I'm not a miner, I'm a geologist, but from what I understand listening to everyone, it sounds like they've got that under control. So in other words, transport, all smooth. Okay, now we're going to work our way back to the mine. Okay, so the mine, we have a mine schedule that required us to mine the back area, so the area where this dedicated waste disposal area is going to be built. We had to mine that first, and that was lower grade. It was known to be lower grade, and we just simply had to mine it to get it out of the way so that when we go in and start dumping rock there, we don't bury up some resource that would have otherwise been yielded some gold. So that's largely done. So that part of the mining ramp up has been smooth. They have had to cut their teeth with dilution. You know, they had experiments around doing some blasting. They basically are now doing blasting down to the top of the mineralized horizons and blasting the waste and then leaving the mineralized material there to be mined as we had planned, which is now bringing dilution down. So I think that's under control. Again, that's a normal ramp-up thing. All right, so everything I've discussed to this point has been normal ramp-up. You know, it's cutting your teeth and getting in there and figuring out best practices and how to do things. Okay, now where we have had challenges that I would say are outside of the norm of ramp up have largely been around getting grade control assays back in a timely fashion. We are using the Chrysalis technique, which is a gamma ray, photon emission gamma ray assay of gold, which is new. It's certified. It's proven. In fact, it's becoming exceedingly popular in Australia, and that's why we're having delays, is that the capacity of the analytic facilities has simply been maxed out. Now, it's unfortunate because they told us we would have priority, and then all of a sudden people start offering lots more money. Inflation. Okay. And next thing you know, we don't have priority. But I think we've got a solution to that. But this is certainly out of the norm of normal ramp up, not getting your grade control assays in a timely fashion. Okay. It's been a bit frustrating. I must say. Now, we are planning, as we've talked about recently, about doing – look, the grade control drilling is actually working well to tell where there's gold. So that part I love. I mean, I love being able to see with very high resolution where the gold is. Now, to give people an idea, we're doing RC drilling, but we're taking half-meter samples. So every half-meter we take a sample. That means we have very, very clear resolution, you know, on a half-meter increment. We know where mineralization is. That's great. Now, the other thing is the Chrysos numbers are fantastic. I can't tell you how happy we are with the actual quality of the data. The RC samples that we collect, we do 10, I kid you not, 10 half-kilogram analyses on each sample. Okay, so we're basically assaying 5 kilograms of material out of each half-meter increment in our grade control drill. What does that mean? It means we have superb data. Okay, this is the first time ever we've got this data that really lets us to see, you know, see the system unlike before. We have been so happy with it that, you know, when we talked to the guys who authored our recent technical report, they said you should do that over the entire deposit. We agreed. Okay, so that's why we've raised this money. We're going to go nuts basically drilling this thing. Why do we want to do this? Well, there's a lot of places where there's some reefs that have lower grade mineralization around them, and there's going to be opportunity to bulk mine. That's one reason. The other reason is that this kind of resolution really does tell us, you know, mine over here, don't mine over there. I mean, it gives us just that black and white picture. It minimizes the nugget effect in essence, and it allows us to see with great clarity where the mineralization is. This is a great outcome. Okay, so these are all positive things that have are going to come from this whole exercise. But the frustration around getting those assays has been very high amongst everyone in the company. Now, what have we done? Look, I've been working with the team, the geologic team on site. These are young geologists who are sitting there every day watching the diggers operate. And they're making sure the ore gets in the trucks and the waste goes to the dump, okay? They've been doing a fantastic job. Over the past four to 6 weeks, we'll call it, we've been working out protocols, and we're now to the point where these guys are very, very effective at this, okay? They're making great judgment calls, even without the entirety of the data that they need, the grade control data. Okay, that, you know, it's a challenge, but we've learned how to overcome it using visual controls, or we're overcoming it. It's not ideal. But we do expect here shortly, this is where the solution is, to have access to more Chrysos capacity. And that will probably be within the next 2 to 3 weeks. We'll start to be able to get our assays through very quickly. And that will also include the upcoming infill holes that we're going to drill. Okay, so we have kind of a trick up our sleeve. You know, hopefully we can pull this together. I'm fairly confident we'll get there now and have access to Chrysos such that we can catch up on our backlog of grade control assays as well as undertake this program. Okay, so we've worked through that bugaboo, otherwise the ramp up is actually going quite well.
It sounds very encouraging to me, and now I have a bit more of an understanding why the number of ounces at that level, you started out with lower grade material. This is a learning curve for sure, especially with a project that is so unconventional. So if I understand you right, Quentin, what you're saying is you hope to have or expect to have control of the lab process so that you can take charge of that not be dependent on a third party.
We have built, we actually are, I think, near completion, a prep facility on site at Beans Creek. Taking charge of that, that was one sticky wicket. And then the other sticky wicket is enough access to machines, and we'll be able to talk about that solution in a week or two.
Very good. Well, I thank you very much, Quentin, for helping us understand the details. I think there are a lot of misconceptions out there. A lot of people are saying, well, I told you so. This isn't going to work. I remain very confident, and I want to thank you very much for spending time to explain this to us, because ignorance is not bliss. So thank you so much for helping us understand, Quentin. All right, folks, well, we do have to go to break now, but don't go away, because when we come back, Chris Taylor of Great Bear Resources will be with us to give us an update on that wonderful project called the Dixie Gold Deposit in Ontario. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Chris Taylor.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Firefox Gold is actively exploring in Finland, where recent discoveries have sparked a new gold rush. Firefox controls a major portion of a prospective gold belt, giving the company a distinct advantage for exploration and strategic partnerships. The company's strong international leadership team, combined with its Finland-based exploration specialists, will put Firefox on the crest of the coming wave of gold discoveries. Firefox Gold trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FFOX. Go to firefoxgold.com to subscribe for updates.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.